Thank you very much, George. Reaction to last night's Panorama special about Jimmy Savile on BBC One has been mixed. There's concern and disgust at the revelation that some BBC colleagues at the time did have an idea he was abusing children but did nothing about it. There's criticism of Newsnight's editor Peter Rippon for shelving his programme's investigation into Savile's crimes last year. Liz McKean was one of the journalists working on the story for Newsnight. She told Panorama she'd recorded candid interviews with some of Savile's victims. Mr. Rippon, she said, had at first been enthusiastic about airing the investigation but suddenly went off the idea.
All I can say is that it was an abrupt change of tone from, you know, one day, excellent, let's prepare to get this thing on air, to hold on. I was very unhappy the story didn't run because I felt we'd spoken to people who collectively deserved to be heard. They weren't heard. And I thought that that was a failure. You know, I felt we had a responsibility towards them. We'd got them to talk to us. But above all, we did believe them. And so then, for their stories not to be heard, yes, I felt very bad about that. I felt very much that I'd let them down.
I'm going to speak to Kevin Marsh, former editor of the Today programme. Morning, Kevin.
Good morning.
And also, first, I want to speak to Paul about this too. Radio 1, former Radio 1 DJ Paul Gambaccini at the time of Savile took part in last night's Panorama. Hi, Paul.
Good morning, Nikki.
Well, what a disgusting story this is. And, you know, you were there when he was there. I left he left when I joined, and you know, I had him like so many people had him as a kind of sexless eccentric. That was the image he portrayed. But you were there in the thick of it at the time. What were the rumours?
Well, you say in the thick of it, and I have to say that the floor plan of the building, which was known as Egton House, had it such that I worked out of an office which was in between the office out of which John Peel worked and the office out of which Jimmy Savile worked. The Radio 1 DJs did not have their own offices. They worked out of their producers' offices. So even though Savile almost never came into the office because he didn't listen to new music, unlike John Peel, who was listening to new music next door all the time, nonetheless, the production assistants would come back from the program, Savile's Travels, which he would take his caravan out to record around the country, and we would hear stories. And, of course I would hear stories because I was next door for about 7 years, and I heard things, I guess some of which were now too politically incorrect to be included in last night's program.
What do you mean by that?
Well,